They stood in Maribel's empty, pale, formal living room. Carolyn was unable to grasp the sight of her husband in some weird in-charge mode. This had to be an elaborate hoax. He was standing in the corner, weathered and weary, like his father and cousins who still lived in Kesgroy. When they were kids, they went hunting for geese. His younger cousin Arnie had shot two toes off one Sunday morning. Behind him, the rain sliced at the French doors to the garden. "Travis, what's going on?" Already she felt covered in a film of dread. "Travis, tell us," Riley whispered, visibly anxious. "What happened?" "Where's Maribel? Why aren't we talking to her?" Riley walked nearer to the window, twisting her hands. "She'll be here," Carolyn tried to be matter of fact. As Travis was about to start, Maribel came in from the library toward Riley. Although she was always agile, she was dragging, weighed down, her head tucked in. Her work clothes and hair looked rumpled. Maribel liked the idea of how it encased their love. She wasn't sure why, but she knew she would need it in the years to come. She was bottling her husband up, preserving and securing him for the future. "I spoke with that broker in L.A., she said. Samuel became wax-like. Without moving, he waited. Maribel kept going because he seemed to be listening. "Our house, this house, has to be worth... Maribel, if we leave for a year, we shouldn't sell this. It's home, our home, no matter what." Samuel pointed to the hedges and bougainvillea beyond the terrace. On the ocean side, the bleached-out blue-gray waves were rolling in. Suppy was wagging her tail. "Look at what we have. Your work, mine. What about the magazine? What you're doing with it? And adding local poets, books, reviews, opinion pieces. It's your baby. You need to be present. Isn't that best? Except we have a plan, Samuel. Didn't you and I agree to try L.A.?" Raleigh stared at a picture of Maribel and Samuel in puffy winter coats in front of the Barnes collection. Samuel's arm was around her sister's waist, and they were smiling very brightly. She said. "Nice picture. You guys look young." Maribel peered closer. "We were young and dumb." "Maribel, don't say that," Raleigh said. "Please." She lifted a picture taken at Carolyn's wedding. "See, by the time Carolyn got married, Mom and Dad were chichi. They were into being a Palm Beach wedding." "Carolyn and Travis fell for the rooms at Longgreens," Raleigh said. "They were there for lunch or brunch or something with Mom. Carolyn thought it was elegant, and Travis always signed on." Maribel was rifling through other photos. "Here, picture of Kesgrave in high school. Like this one from Thanksgiving where I was 16. So you're 6. Carolyn's 14. "I remember Mom cooked everything that year. She baked pies. She was teaching then, right?" Maribel nodded.